from the sublime to the ridiculous.
What an ass.
I knew you'd say that. How did I know you'd say that?
I don't know.
Teed it up nice for
you.
Luke.
Know me.
That was nice.
Do you tee things up in pickleball? Probably not.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, really?
Not in your favor, though.
You can serve can serve up a big old fat one.
Oh,
that
man.
You sure can. So you knocked it out of the park, Jane. High five.
High five.
Yay.
Yay. I knocked it out of the park.
You did.
When?
Just now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When
I teed it up for you.
What, you forgot already?
Oh, took that one over. Took that one deep. Way to go, Jane.
Okay. Man. All right. So the theme this week of Bronco Babble
is the same as last week.
Is suck. Did you hear?
You know.
Do you understand what Sanders said when he said suck?
No, he said stink.
No, he said suck.
No, he said stink.
Now, Vic Fangio, he had a great quote. He said, you know, we're going to have to learn to deal with people thinking we suck.
Right, in reply to what Sanders said.
Which is that we're in a world of stink.
No, we're in a world of suck, he said. Here, I'm looking it up.
Oh,
anyway.
I guess I missed that because I've only been reading it in the paper. And in the paper, it said stink in parentheses. And I was wondering, I wonder if you really said
they didn't want to say suck.
Well, that's
in the newspaper.
Odd.
Well, that's pretty puritanical.
Which paper was that?
Denver Post.
Well, Jane, I want to go against that because I am so positive about what's ahead for the Broncos.
I am too. No, I agree with you.
What, yeah. Are you deluded?
I have seen so many. I watched the game twice. I had taped it and watched it twice. And boy, I'm telling you what, the offense is just this far away
and
from doing some really making a difference, and I think they're right on the cusp. I just do, and you know I may have to eat my words here in the next few weeks. But for a team that came in looking for its defense to carry them, and so this is a I heard an amazing stat the other morning. I sometimes listen to Golic and Wingo on ESPN. It comes on really early. The first time in 50 years in the NFL that a team has started with zero sacks and zero takeaways.
I've heard that too.
Isn't that an incredible stat?
Huh. Yeah. But you know what? I'm optimistic too because we're a team in we're rebuilding.
No, that's a dirty word.
That is a dirty word in the NFL.
Okay, but everything is new. Okay, we've got a new coach. We've got new schemes, and Fangio already, I think, is playing better than he did in his first few games.
Flacco.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Hello, Jane.
So Vic already also said something interesting. He said, we're just not doing as many. We're doing some good things, just not as many as other teams that are winning are doing good things. Now, here's we may be 0-3. We may have zero sacks. We may have zero takeaways. But listen to these teams and tell me you don't think, really, objectively, that the Broncos are better. The Dolphins, the Jets, the Bengals, the Steelers, the Redskins, and the Cardinals, all winless.
Right.
The Cardinals
have one time. So we're sixth from the bottom.
Yeah.
So we suck less than those guys.
That's true.
How about that?
That's true.
Yay!
Woo-hoo!
Yay! You know what, everybody out there? Our number is 963. Yay! 2976. And if any of you in Bronco Land want to give us a call and talk about what you think, yay, we have a call right now.
Caller, you were on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Yeah, you got a jerk on the line.
Hey, jerk.
Hello, jerk.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Hey, what do you have to say?
What do I have to say?
Yeah.
This came to me. The only bright spot in the Broncos right now is the fact that there are so many NFL teams that their starting quarterbacks are injured, and so these teams have, like, nobodies. for quarterbacks. And so the Broncos have got to be playing some of those people, and they would stand a chance to win against those people.
So you think the Broncos suck, in other words?
They stink.
Oh, they stink.
Yeah,
I'm not in that camp. I think we're closer than that.
Well, okay, well let me tell you this then.
I'm listening.
This is Jake Briscoe.
I know Jake. Okay. I recognize his voice for many years.
Okay. Go on.
Okay, so it looks to me like what the season is shaping up as is, you know, the Broncos could have won any of those three games, okay? They could have won those games, but it would have been close. It would have been a fluke. You know, it would have been whatever. And so as the season goes on, you know, maybe the Broncos would be 3-0 right now. But at some point, they would be exposed as not really being an undefeated quality team, you know?
I don't understand what you're saying. But go ahead. I don't know what you're saying.
Well, neither do I.
I know. Obviously. That's obvious.
It is called Babel.
Hey, but he ain't as dumb as he sounds
because
he
Jake,
won last
you
week.
Won.
Hey, congratulations,
you are
Jake.
The winner.
You came closest. You sucked less than the rest of us.
That's true, sorry. That's true. So even though you're not good at Babel, you're good at guessing scores, predicting scores.
I don't know. I like Jake's Babel.
I do too, but yeah, sometimes he just goes on a little too long.
Well,
huh, Jake?
You do too.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. What are you talking about?
Jake?
I'm going to pull a George Costanza here and go out while I'm on top.
Wait, before you go out? Do you want to give us your prediction for Jacksonville this week?
Jacksonville, Florida?
Yes, the team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who's the quarterback?
He's injured. Nick Foles is injured.
Their new quarterback, Gardner Minshew.
He sounds like a guy from France.
He's the new. He's this year's Patrick Mahomes.
He is.
Really?
Yeah. He's really good. He's already thrown 5 touchdown passes.
He's
in one game.
Taking the NFL by storm here.
Yeah, in 3 games, but he's really good.
Okay. Well, let's go oddball here and go Jacksonville 19, Broncos 13.
You really do have.
You know this
faith.
Game's at Mile High Stadium, right, Jake?
Okay, let's give the Broncos another point.
There you go.
Oh, Jake.
Okay, well, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks.
Jake. Congratulations.
He gets an attaboy, right? There's no prizes.
Yeah, man. He does.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should think of prizes.
Well, we do. Weekly. We have prizes.
We do?
At the end of the weekly. Oh, you're thinking weekly?
Yeah, some kind of Katie and Kay swag or some, I don't know.
How about this?
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah.
That's the booby prize.
Okay.
That's good. So, isn't the defense a head scratcher, y'all?
Yes. I don't understand. Miller and Chubb.
Well, Chubb's doing only slightly better, but Von Miller, he's the 7th leading tackler on the team. Now, does that make sense to anybody out there or even in the NFL?
You know, last year he was double teamed too and he got through.
But so, you know what I read today or the other day? He apparently has put on some weight or muscle and it's slowing him down.
Hmm.
I read that somewhere.
I want to. I've noticed this the last couple weeks. I think some of it has to do with the inability of the interior defensive line to get a push up the middle that helps our outside guys get a sharper angle on the quarterback.
So now that Wolf has that high ankle sprain, that could be problematic right there.
It already has been, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. But 7th on the team in tackles. By the way, Jacksonville, speaking of defense, they have 13 sacks on the year.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ouch. They had 9 last week.
Calais Campbell from Denver South, He had three in last week's game. So they're hot.
Pretty impressive.
Everybody knew that they had a good defense, though.
Yeah.
Although that Jalen Ramsey, their shutdown corner, is sort of acting up a little bit.
He's going AB on the Jaguars there, isn't he?
He is. Yeah.
That was good news. I thought it was, I mean, at least AB went away after he got cut last Friday and says he's done with the NFL. It's more the NFL's done with him.
Exactly.
So anyway, good, so good riddance.
I wonder if the numbers of his Twitter followers went down.
Who knows?
Probably not.
He's not worth talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe a good time to acknowledge Brandon McManus, where I know he missed his very first extra point in 91 tries.
That's pretty
amazing. He hit 90 consecutive extra points, which was the NFL lead when he missed. So somebody's got to beat that.
And he has close to 200 makes, and he's only missed three in his entire career.
So guess who has the longest consecutive extra point streak in the NFL history?
George Blanda.
No, but they do rank him as the number one kicker ever. No, Lou Groza was the number one. Blanda was number two. But the number, even the number kind of blew me away. 523 consecutive extra points, which includes playoffs.
Adam Vinatieri.
You're really warm, but no.
Hint.
He's still playing, but he's not. He doesn't have the streak anymore.
Oh. Did he used to be on the Broncos?
No.
The
other hated team, not the Raiders.
The Chiefs, let's see.
No, the Patriots.
Yes. Steven Gostkowski.
Oh.
Oh, how about that?
523 consecutive. I just think that number, I don't know how anybody gets there.
Wow.
Especially now that they've moved it back, right?
963-2976 if anyone out there has comments or wants to guess this weekend's score.
Rag or brag on your Broncos.
Exactly, rag or brag. I like that.
See?
Yeah.
So Gordon Minshew.
As dumb as I look.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gordon Minshew went to Washington State University.
Right.
Played for Mike Leach, and we have a caller.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble.
Hello, babblers.
Woohoo.
Is this Pam?
It's Pam. How are you?
Hi, Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Pam is...
I'm sorry.
Pam's a new fan. Well, a newish fan, but I
new
really...
New to Babble?
Well, no. She's called in before, but a new Broncos fan.
Oh, good.
But she doesn't know very much.
I'm a longtime fan of Jane. And Luke, and I'm sorry to hear today's your last show, Luke.
No. I'm still
I'm sorry. You're moving on after Potato Day.
Correct.
Right.
But I'm still going to keep my music show.
And Bronco Battle.
And Bronco Battle.
And Bronco Battle.
Right.
Yeah. And Babble.
Yeah.
Right. Pam has been to a couple of games.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to call in my prediction. I think the Broncos are going to win.
Okay.
I'm going for a win this week. 21-17.
Wow.
Right on.
Pam.
I like your perspective, Pam.
It's going to happen. It's got to happen sometime, and it's going to happen this weekend.
Are you going to the game?
I'm with you.
We're
I like that energy.
You're going to go to the game?
Saying, Jane.
Oh.
We're going to be in the south stand. We're going to be rowdy and loud.
What are you?
And they're going to win.
Robbie, are you in the car?
I am in the car.
Well, we want your guess, too.
Oh, put me on the spot here.
Yeah. What's your guess?
She's good at that, isn't she?
Yeah, let's see. 14-21.
Who?
Broncos.
For
me, win.
Robbie.
21, Jaguars 14.
Check.
Okay.
And Lindsay's going to score 2 touchdowns.
Okay. And where are you sitting? And what are you going to wear so we can all look for you at the game?
I think it's like section 210.
Okay.
So it's to the east of the goalpost in the south stand. And I don't know, we'll be wearing orange.
Oh, that'll make it easy.
We're wearing orange.
Okay. Well, thanks you two for calling.
Have fun.
All right.
And have fun.
Love the show. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
She'll be wearing orange.
Yeah.
Yay.
Jeez.
So anyway, back to this Gordon Minshew guy. He just kind of blasted on the scene after Nick Foles got injured.
Right.
And he started at East Carolina, transferred to Washington State. That's one of the things that just, I think is new to college football. These quarterbacks that go to these D1 schools, really highly recruited, and then the coaching staff makes the decision, we're not going to start you, and it probably doesn't look good for you next year either. Man, they have no problem. Like, who ever heard the last time a power team got a quarterback like Jalen Hurts? He was the national champion, South SEC MVP, and now he's playing at Oklahoma from Alabama. Isn't that crazy?
Didn't you used to have to sit out for a season when you transferred?
Yeah, you still do under certain circumstances, but they've allowed these guys just in these kind of circumstances not to have to sit and waste away. If you don't appear in like more than 4 games, I think it is, you can keep a redshirt status for that year and you can transfer and play the next year.
So I don't know about any.
Can't play
this
in that current year. Like, you can't switch schools in midseason, but you don't have to sit out a year anymore if you do it the right way.
I don't know about any of this stuff. I just know about the Broncos.
Anyway, so Minshew went to Washington State, did really well there. Boy, he's fun to watch. I tell you,
people should enjoy watching the game, whether the Broncos are doing lousy or not.
They're
going to
do good.
Saying.
They're going to do good
because we're playing against Minshew, the Pinchu.
I hope they
Minshew the Pinchu.
Wow, do you know Joe Flacco? He's been sacked 11 times.
Joe Flacco,
already
the
this
wacko.
Year. Already.
Yep. You know, I'm still trying to get a read on him. He's sort of a stony guy.
No,
it doesn't
not
look
much
like he has
animation
much
there.
Passion there.
Right. Well, yeah.
If he has it, it's not obvious.
Right. He doesn't show any emotion.
I think he keeps getting better. I think he's.
I do too.
He's connecting better with his receivers and his team. So I just feel really good about this upcoming week and what's in front of them. I think it's pretty good.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say he needs to pass more to Cortland Sutton.
Wow, isn't that guy good? He's the leading
good
receiver on the team.
And
he's doing really well.
They ought to run Lindsay right over Dalton Reisner again so he can throw him in the end zone.
Wasn't that the best play of the game?
What he said?
No, what?
Well, he grew up on a farm out on the Colorado Plains.
Dalton did?
Near Wiggins. Walt Dalton did.
Yeah.
And so he said, yeah, I used to wrestle pigs and throw them. And that's exactly what I did with Lindsay.
That was
the best play of the game. It looked like he was stopped cold at the line, but through sheer will and determination, he got close to the goal line, and Dalton just literally wrapped him up and kind of did a WWF move on him and threw him into the end zone.
That's what it was. It was WWF.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was good.
Yeah, so we do have some players that are showing a lot of promise and playing well.
I think Philip Lindsay is surprising people in his quote-unquote sophomore season that is supposed to be kind of a down year for rookies who do well in their first year. Man, that guy shows up.
He does. Yeah. He
it's
really
so
does.
Much fun to watch him, even run on and off the field, just because he's like, yeah, man, I'm taking you guys with me. Let's go.
Yeah, and he seems so up.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
He was that way at CU. I got to watch him for 4 years.
Really?
True.
There. Got to go to several games, so, and really enjoyed his energy there, too. So.
Yeah. No.
If you want to call and rag or brag on the Broncos, 963-2976.
Give us your picks.
So what can we do for
2976?
What can we do?
High five.
Yeah, what can we do to get Von Miller to the quarterback?
I don't know.
You watch. I kind of focus on him during when I watch the game twice, and he's just not getting in there. And I don't know why. He's not always being double teamed.
Does anyone out there know why Von Miller is not getting to
suggestion
the quarterback?
Box for Von Miller?
Please
I don't know how we do
call
that.
Us and tell us what to do.
He's got to step up pretty soon, or they're going to trade the guy.
Nah. That he needs to lose some weight.
Yeah, me too.
963-2976.
Make your picks.
Yeah.
You know, one thing the Broncos did against Green Bay, the offense, was they had several sustained drives. Where
right.
They were double-digit plays.
Yep.
They weren't because of penalties. They weren't getting those kinds of breaks. And that's what tells me something's really good is right around the corner for them. But they got to stop. I mean, right at the end of the first half, they had the ball with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go. They had a two-minute offense, and he gets strip-sacked. And all of a sudden, it's now a touchdown
yep.
for the Packers. So instead of either 10 to 10, it was 17-10, or I think that's what the score at halftime was. Boy, it didn't have to be that. Cause
you know, now that I'm listening to you wax optimistic, I think I'm catching it too.
Good.
It seems like a lot of people are really close, and if they mm-hmm. can all collectively step over that edge and do it, offense and defense both.
Stop just.
Well, Von Miller's not very close.
Well, you're right, but. Bradley Chubb is.
Bradley
Chubb is closer than Vaughn is.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Some of our offensive players are very close.
Yeah.
You know, we need Philip Lindsay to keep chewing up more ground than the goats on Catherine Store Road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Wow, that's a good line.
Yeah, man.
But you know what? He's such a little guy. We can't just use Philip Lindsay. We need some other people to step up.
I like Royce Freeman. He's doing
good.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, they both did really well.
Yeah.
And I love the way they use them both. Lindsay's really good after he catches a pass. He's good in open space.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, can he get down the field.
Yeah, and he can also dodge mm-hmm. and move. You know,
hey, don't fall off your chair there.
I'm not. I'm trying to get comfortable.
Okay,
ow, this is a hard chair. Okay, so we have 10 more minutes. If anyone wants to.
No, we don't. Six.
Oh,
six,
sorry. Someone's calling, I think.
Yep. Hello, caller. You are on Bronco Babble.
Hey, guys. It's Cody.
Cody.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for stepping in last week, Cody.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
Appreciate
even though
it.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
and
neither
do
I.
Right.
Neither do
enough,
I, Cody.
Enough to talk to you guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you on your bike?
No. I'm actually listening outside of a truck right now while I'm moving stuff around.
Okay. Thank you.
So who did the Jaguars play last week?
Good question.
They beat.
Oh.
That was their only win.
Hang on, I'm looking.
They almost beat the Texans the week before. They lost on a 2-point conversion. But who did they beat?
Well, anyhow,
yeah.
I know the Jaguars aren't that great. But I am going to predict the Broncos winning.
They beat the Titans.
The Titans.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
They got to Marcus Mariota pretty
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
11
well,
times.
I'm going to say 27 for the Broncos and 23 for the Jaguars.
Yay, Cody.
27.
Yeah.
You're optimistic.
Yes, but I think the Broncos are going to score 3 touchdowns, offensive touchdowns, actually.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
I'm looking for the Broncos to break the takeaway, interception, sack.
Yeah,
ice.
Me too.
Hopefully. Did I hear you guys say that it's the first time in 50 years that a team has gone 3 games without a sack or a takeaway?
That is
Briscoe
correct.
Said that.
Yep.
Now,
oh
whether it's
God.
True or not, we don't
it
know.
It is absolutely true.
It is.
You can take
well,
that to the bank.
That's why I'm saying the Jaguars are going to put 23 points on them.
The Jaguars?
<I get it>. Yep.
You mean the Broncos?
No,
the Jaguars.
I said Broncos 27.
Oh, okay, good.
27,
okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll let y'all babble away.
Thanks, Cody.
Cody.
Yeah, see you next time.
Okay, right. Bye. 963-2976, if you want to babble or bet, give us a call.
Rag or brag.
Yeah, I think the Broncos opponents, if they defensive woes continue, these other teams are just going to start taking more chances.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hi, go Pack Go.
Who?
Oh, no.
Go Pack Go.
Oh, no.
Huh.
Have you? He hung up on
us. That's all he wanted to say. He's a Patriots fan, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been Ben, Dr. Ben.
Oh, he is a Patriots
He's
fan.
He's a big Patriots fan and a You're Red right. Sox fan. If you have any guts at all, Patriots fan, you will call us right back and babble with us. Right now, 963-2976.
Well, Shane will snap at you.
I'm so optimistic. I'm ready to make my pick.
Okay.
All right.
Here's another call.
They are going
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble.
Here I am. I'm back.
Oh,
hey, thank you for calling
thank
back.
You.
You guys, I said go Pack Go, not Pats.
Oh, you said go Pack Go?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
And boy, did they.
This so is,
congratulations to
who
the
Who is this?
Oh, you don't know me.
Oh, I don't?
But
well,
I'm
going to
come
calling.
And be DJ one night there, and I'm going to play heavy metal music you guys ain't never heard.
looking forward to that.
So do you, what's your name?
I'm Eldon.
Eldon?
Eldon, yeah.
Well, Eldon, do you want to, even though you're a Packers fan, do you want to hazard a guess as to what the score is going to be in with the Broncos?
Well, I have to go for the Jaguars. I'm sorry. my nephew is a Jaguar fan.
Okay.
And they got that new quarterback, one of them were Milutin or something. So
Minshew. He's really good.
You sound like you're from the South, Southern Wisconsin.
I'm from North Dakota, yeah.
Well, what might your score be?
Oh, man, I don't know. Huh? How about 24-21?
24-21.
Boy, these
Jacksonville,
scores are
right? Jaguars.
Yeah. I've got another score predicted after we get off the phone with it. Hey, thanks
I'm
for
sorry,
calling,
I'm
man.
I'm not a Broncos fan, you guys. But
That's all right.
That's all right.
Thanks for listening. Thanks
we'll
for calling
talk
in.
To everybody.
Our Packers had a bad year last year. I got to revel in our win when I get one, you know.
Okay. Well, thanks again for calling.
We got a tough game tomorrow. We got to play the Eagles, though. So.
Short week, I know. Good luck to them.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Gavin just handed me a note. He'd like to make a – he likes to pick – 2017 Jaguars.
Oh, that Gavin. You're fired, Gavin.
Wow, so we have three Broncos predictions and three Jaguars.
All right, here's my pick.
All right.
Broncos are going to score. They're going to find a way to take away the ball. 31-24 Broncos.
Okay, I just got a text from Sarah. Broncos 23, Jaguars 19.
It's really tight, isn't it? Look at all those scores.
What about you, Jane? We have 30 seconds.
Okay. I'm going Broncos 27, Jaguars 13.
And I'm guessing 2017 Broncos. Ooh, that's almost
somebody
like,
already picked that.
No, 21-17. Oh, you're right.
Oh, no,
Gavin said it was the Jags.
Yeah, 2017. You're going 2017
Broncos. 2017 Broncos. It. And that's going to do it for another Bronco Babble.
Well, Gavin's fired. Thanks for listening,
go
everybody.
Broncos.
Let's tune go in next them. Week.
Stick around. We have Living Permaculture coming up next.
We have Living.